From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He spoke by telephone Wednesday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and then spoke to reporters about the phone call at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday.
We'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
At a news conference in Seoul earlier on Wednesday, Moon indeed credited Trump with helping facilitate the inter-Korean talks by increasing pressure through sanctions on the North Korean leadership. U.S. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections, and they accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. Benjamin Cardin, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership. Based on months of research and consultations with foreign governments targeted by the Kremlin, the 206-page report exhaustively documented the full array of tools that Russia has wielded beyond its borders. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The UN Children's Fund reports 10